Welcome to the Divine Beauty of the East. Today we have a program about a mythical flower, the Udumbara flower. In Eastern folklore, the blooming of these rare flowers signifies the advent of a new era in history. In February of 2005, several of these rare flowers were found blooming on bronze Buddha statues at Sumisen Temple in South Korea. Then in May of 2005, Udumbara flowers were found again blooming on statues in Jeongju Temple. Let's take a look at these stories brought to life.
In the 2006 Chinese New Year Global Gala in New York City, contralto Yang Jiansheng told the old oriental myth of the Udumbara flowers through a song.
The Udumbara flower is rare. It blooms in temples or on Buddha statues. It is said to bloom every 3,000 years. And last year, 11 Udumbara flowers blossomed in a statue of Sumisen Temple in South Korea.
This is the Sumisen Temple in Sucheon, South Korea. In February of 2005, Udumbara flowers were magically blossoming here. Our cameraman are fortunate to have gotten footage of these flowers.
We have checked the flowers and we're sure they are Udumbara flowers. The Buddha school believes that Udumbara flowers bloom once every 3,000 years, when the Law Wheel King comes to the human world to save people.
The word Udumbara originates from ancient Sanskrit. It first appeared in Buddhist scriptures 2,500 years ago.
The Miaofa Lotus Scripture mentions the Udumbara flower several times. The Fahua Scripture, one of the most famous scriptures in the Tiantai school of Buddhism, talks about the characteristics of the Udumbara flower. It says the Udumbara flower only blooms once every 3,000 years, coinciding with the time when the Law Wheel King comes to the human world to save people. Another famous scripture, the Huiling translation, talks about how the Udumbara flower is a heavenly flower that cannot be seen in the human world. The flower only blooms when someone with great virtue comes to the human world to save people.
In May of 2005, Udumbara flowers were again found, this time on the left side of the Myatra Buddha statue at Yeonjusa Temple on Gwanasan Mountain. For NTD TV's 2006 Chinese New Year Gala, directors in Korea and New York City choreographed a dance depicting the story of the Udumbara flowers and presented the miraculous story.
Nowadays, people live a fast-paced lifestyle and are busy all day long. Their daily routine is to get up and go to work, or go to school, or take their children to school. Everyone is doing this kind of thing. Basically, their timetable is unchanging and inflexible.
Many people believe that a 2,000-year-old prophecy is too distant from our everyday reality and too difficult to believe. Our modern-day people have a totally different lifestyle from people who lived thousands of years ago.
A common characteristic of modern society is that people more and more want to make their own decisions. People are trying to make their own way and create their own life in this delusional world. All of these decisions are completely out of sync with the way people once lived in ancient times.
The mask was used by the directors to represent signs. Money, desire, and power have become rules for life under the mask.
People's worship of science has gone to the extreme. As a result, humans believe they can conquer anything. People think they can understand the universe and that they can eventually rule the universe.
For people from mainland China, after they went through the Cultural Revolution and the Tiananmen Square massacre, their relationships with each other and their values changed dramatically. The social moral standard is declining tremendously, and human moral values are deteriorating daily.
China is different than other countries. Its whole society is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. The Communist Party has severed the continuum of China's traditional culture with its so-called modern culture. It's a cultural disconnect.
Sometimes prophecy may seem far-fetched, but they are also very inspiring. China's rich history has yielded many inspiring prophecies.
During a relatively peaceful and stable dynasty, there would normally be prophecies left to the people. Those prophecies predicted events from that dynasty up to the present day.
The wisdom of the prophet Zhuge Liang is well known in Chinese culture. His prophecies reflect his extraordinary ability.
About the Qing dynasty, his prophecy says water and moon have their master. Ancient moon becomes the king. 10 generations pass on the culture and treat others with great respect. The phrase water and moon have their master is a riddle. Water, moon, and master add up to form the Chinese character Qing. He actually predicted that the Qing dynasty would have 10 emperors.
Prophecies, validated through major historic events, reveal a principle. This principle, transcending time and space, governs the transition of dynasties. It is generally understood as the Tao.
In fact, it's very difficult for humans to change the state of affairs brought about by cosmic changes. The reason this prophecy was passed down was to let people see that history is an expansive drama, with its script already in place. It unfolds exactly according to the script.
You can see the power of traditional Chinese culture in the way conquering groups became assimilated to Chinese culture. During the Yuan and Qing dynasty, the rulers, who were minority groups, embraced Chinese culture and produced artifacts that display the cultural characteristics of the Han Chinese.
All foreign invasions of the Chinese people ended with the foreigners' assimilation to Chinese culture. This includes the Mongols and Manchu. It is not because the Chinese people are a special breed, but the culture behind the Chinese people has great power.
This has been explained as being the result of harmony between the ancient Chinese people and nature.
Three major religions that make up the essence of Chinese culture, Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism, represent different ways to cultivate oneself. From the writings of Confucius, we can see that Confucianism is a form of cultivation at a higher level. Throughout the 5,000 years of Chinese civilization, Chinese people revered the gods. Their humbleness and piety allowed them to receive God's messages at different historic periods, and that is why they were able to create a continuous, splendid, and prosperous culture.
The Udenbara flowers are now blossoming. They inspire us and touch our heart. They inspire us because we feel in them the power of Chinese culture. They touch us because we feel in them a longing from the depths of our heart.
Several thousand years ago, Buddha told us that the Udenbara flowers would bloom at the Dharma's end, and that is when the Great One will spread the law and save people. This is the greatest blessing toward mankind.
Traditional Chinese culture follows heaven, earth, and moral law. Udenbara flowers are not only a miracle, but also a divine message. This message is closely connected with the answers we pursue in life. The message is derived from the power embodied in heaven and earth. People know right from wrong, and they know that a righteous law governs all beings. And that concludes our program today. I'm Anna Chan. Thank you for watching. See you again next time.